looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome everyone to Light on Living. We have a very special presentation for this entire month, and I'll tell you why in a second, but here's the deal, guys. I've decided that more than just giving you reasons to feel better, I want you guys, whoever's out there saying, I just need a transformation. I want a makeover. I want to feel totally different and better, and I want to experience it both in health and wealth. And so that's why we're bringing you the series Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth. And I have attracted and requested the universe to pull together and send me the expert entrepreneurs who have experienced a transformation in either or both health and wealth, and it's all because of their business. So this is a business show, and I want you guys to know that you can change your life with a service, with a product, and these are the people who have unique areas of expertise that they're sharing with you. And so today I'm so excited that I have the one and only, I just love saying that, the one and only Dr. Erin Oxall. And she is not She's so much. She's so many things, but she is a speaker. She is a successful psychologist. She's a business strategist. She's an author, 4 times author. And she has a very unique business that's one of a kind, that's like done a blow up launch this I think not even a week ago now. So we're going to talk a lot about that. But what Dr. Erin is bringing to you is really the mindset for transformation, the mindset for business, how to go on that journey of self-development. So welcome, Dr. Erin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having
me. Oh my goodness. It is so perfect. You are starting Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth. If anybody, I'm going to put you in the top 3 people that I've ever met in all of my life for word of mouth. Like, yeah, top 3. There you go. My whole life, word of mouth is for you. You love sharing what works for people.
I do. Oh my gosh. You know, I can't wait to dive into the mindset of what creates a successful business owner, entrepreneur. And also, I love that we're tying it into health, because I actually learned this mindset in my own life in a fitness transformation, and it has extended over into my business. So this is perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Then let's start there, because that is the number one question. Like, at first, when I was thinking about transformation, I think, okay, there's a desire. Somebody's uncomfortable. They want something to change. And that's, there it is. That's in your heart. But is the second thing the mindset? Is that what controls it?
Absolutely. You know, looking back about 8 years ago, I hit my own emotional, spiritual rock bottom in my life. And I always joke that I want it to be said on my tombstone, she suffered well. And what I mean by that is I didn't want to waste my suffering. I don't want people to waste their pain. And it was the beginning of my transformation, and I went to the gym to transform my body and my health. And pain brought me in, and just being out of congruence of my ideal self, I really valued health, but I was the girl that would eat an Oreo off the minivan floor, Lisa Berry. I mean, I have never met an Oreo that I don't like. And here I was just living out of congruence of my ideal self. And so I got to the gym, and to make a long story short, when you go to the gym and you transform your mindset and your health, and you go through those workouts where you want to throw up and you don't think it's, you know, possible. And when you go there, I believe, and I know the science, that you train your brain. You train your brain to be courageous. You train your brain to do hard things. And in the course of just wanting to stop eating Oreos, my friend at the gym said, hey, do you want to do a fitness competition? And I'm like, what's that? And she goes, you know, where you get in a bikini and you get on stage. And I said, no way. Why would I want to do that? And to make a long story short, 10 months later, I came home with 4 trophies and I won that fitness competition. And I look back on that And I remember crying in the gym. We were 2 weeks out from competition. And I remember crying, thinking I wasn't going to be ready. And I was crying in the weight room, which is not a pretty sight. And my trainer looked up at me and she said, "Can you do this workout right now?" And I said, "Yes." And I'm crying. And she goes, "And can you go home and eat what I told you to eat?" And I said, "Yes." And crying. And she goes, "And then could you come back tomorrow and do the same thing?" And I said, "Yes." And then she said, "And if you don't have belief, you can borrow mine." And I almost cry every time I think about it. And I tell you, it's that combination of the mindset and doing the small actions that add up to massive success that will help you grow a massively successful business. And we live in a day and age where overnight success and, you know, three steps to success is the rage. And I'm here to just tell you, it's not true. It's a lie. And the more people we can onboard and realize that those small steps are worth it and necessary, the more successful people we're going to have.
You know what? That is an incredible story. And I have to tell you that since you were on the show a year and a half ago, I can't believe it's that long, you said that one thing about borrowed belief. I have quoted you countless times on that. And right? It's something I use a lot, and belief, because that's a mindset. What do you believe? Do you believe it's possible? And that's a huge one. So I'm writing that down as one of the tips that I will recap for everybody at the end. So huge you said there. You just said,
if I can intervene, Lisa, you just said the P word. You said possible. And a belief, let's talk about what beliefs are. Beliefs are, the brain's job is to gather all the information that's happened in your life, all the data, and attach a meaning to it. That's what a belief is. So if you are wanting to be a successful entrepreneur and, you know, that requires that you're doing things you've never done before, guess what the brain's job is to do? It's to say, wait a minute, we've never done this before. That's not very probable. So the brain's job, the way it works, is it lives in the land of probability. And what you need is a brain and a mindset that lives in the land of possibility. So all that you need is possible. And one of the greatest techniques I love sharing that can help people train their brains right now is what I call I wonder. And so just start wondering. And I did this from the very beginning of when I started my business. And it looks like this. I wonder when I'll meet my next business partner. I wonder when I'll meet my next client. I wonder how much will change their life together. I wonder what text I'll get from her or him after working together. I wonder how fun it's going to be. I wonder who I'm going to meet on this coffee date and how we're going to do life together and play together and build each other's businesses. I wonder how I can add value to people. I wonder what my husband's, you know, look on his face will be when my bank account says what I want it to say. I wonder how great it's going to feel when we get to Disneyland and our children look up to us, at us and say, "Thank you for bringing us here." And that did happen last January. So start wondering. It's your greatest business strategy. Start wondering.
I like that word actually a little better. Just right now I'm having a preference. I like that word better than dreaming right now. Start wondering versus start dreaming, because sometimes our fear is too big to allow us to dream, but I feel like fear isn't big enough and strong enough to stop us from wondering.
You know, and the fear is called what I call the resistance. So if the brain's job is to keep us safe, to keep us from failing, to keep us from falling on our face, to keep us from looking like a fool, to keep us from being embarrassed, to keep us from, you know, bankrupting our family over this business. Like if our brain's job is to keep us safe, it's doing a bang up job. Like it is doing a great job. And so every time you want to push the envelope and move to the next step in your business, which will be the rest of your life, your brain's job is going to say, wait a minute, I want to keep you safe. And so it's going to give you fear, which is called the resistance. So if you can learn, that's just the resistance showing up. That's just my brain doing what brains do. Oh, how human of me. Thank you, brain, for trying to protect me. And now I'm going to go do this anyways because my circumstances are different and here I go. Then you can learn to deal with this brain. And I believe your brain can be your best business partner, or it can be the most dangerous neighborhood to hang out in. Like, we need your brain to be your best business partner. I believe it is.
Because
guess
what?
If you could Google your way to success, everyone would. You can't. It's not just about strategy. 80% of success or more is your mindset.
Okay, I'm loving that. Hold on. I had to write down. You can't Google your way to success. That is so important to hear, everybody, right now, because you just caught me. You actually just caught me. Well, you, because you know what, I think you just actually caught me in something, because sometimes I think, okay, my fear, my resistance is showing up today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to Google the answer to this and have the how to, and I'm going to watch this video and that video. And then I get caught and I'm not taking any action and I'm just totally trying to Google my way to success. Oh my God, you caught me.
Oh, how human of you. Oh, how human. Our brain is addicted to the how. It's addicted to the how. And I've learned, you know, when I co-create with my higher power, I've learned to get out of my higher power's way, because my higher power's plans for my business has been greater than I ever could have dreamed of in my little brain. So.
And let's actually talk about that. But I have one question before, because that was a powerful statement too. You're just full of powerful statements. I love them. Our brain is addicted to the how. So, and that's, we don't want that. So what do we, what do, if we were going to use the word addicted in a good way, what should our brain be addicted to?
Okay. We want to get addicted to figuring things out. So the definition of confidence in adulthood is different than childhood. Childhood confidence comes from being loved and approved and accepted by people that are supposed to do that for us. But in adulthood, the definition of confidence is, I am a person that can figure things out. So I want you to tell yourself, I am good at getting good at things. So when I started my business, and when you're all starting new things in your business, your brain is like, but I don't know how. So you tell yourself, and I am good at getting good at things. I can figure things out. So I hired a lot of coaches, but I knew I was a voracious learner and I was good at getting good at things. So Tony Robbins, you know, he said, successful people aren't necessarily the ones with the resources, but the ones with resourcefulness.
Ooh, okay.
Are you good at getting good at things? And everyone on this listening is good at getting good at things.
And
so
when we get good at, and if we're looking at something that's too big and we're like, well, I can't get good at that's too big. We go for those small things, like what you're saying, this, the on the way steps.
Yeah. You think of my weight room story and you just do the next thing. And so my dream that God put on my heart 3.5 years ago was I was going to fill up stadiums and speak. Okay. I've never been a motivational professional speaker before at this point. So again, of course my brain is like, what? Right? Like, and I remember telling my friend, how does one become a professional speaker? And she goes, I think you speak. And I thought that was the best advice she ever gave. And I figured out, like, well, how do you go and, I know. And then I was like, well, how do you go and do that? And then I got good at doing that. I hired a speaking coach. I figured out where people get speakers. I invited myself to the party. I asked, can I add value to your organization? I figured it out. And I spoke 44 times my first year in business.
Whoa.
And I will tell you what,
you gotta get
way
good.
Better now than I was, but like you gotta climb the, I call it the bad, good, great ladder. Are you willing to be bad, to get good, to be great? Are you willing to be small? Are you willing to start small? I mean, are you willing to be embarrassed by being small? Are you willing to be embarrassed that no one knows who you are? Like, if you are, then greatness is just on the other side of that.
I love that. And, you know, and this is the world right now. We say we're building business and we announce it. We announce it on Facebook. We announce it on whatever platform. and we have so much excitement. And then we get like two little hearts and likes because our best friend did it and our, you know, our, and then we think, okay, so how does that mind, what could we do in our mindset there when we're waiting for, because it's not just validation from others when we're building a business. It's like, oh my gosh, if nobody's liking and hearting or even learning this or listening to this, how am I going to sell to them or make money?
Yes. So
I threw a big one at you.
So I got the answer. I want you to fall in love with the process. So every great person out there who has greatness right now in business, every great business titan, guess what? They had to start out with one person on their email list. They had to start out with one person on their Facebook group. They had to start out with their first client. And the great Seth Godin, marketing extraordinaire, he says, don't worry about helping the hundreds. Start with one. Change their life. Build to 5. Build to 10. You know, my mentor, Brendan Burchard, his first workshop he ever did was in a Ramada Inn hotel with seven people, and he had a boombox, and he hit play, and he's like, let's get up and dance, everybody. I mean, this is where we all start. And this is where there was something about something that my brain, thank God, knew at the beginning, Lisa. It knew to enjoy every single step, because at some point I was going to master this, and I didn't want to miss the joy along the way.
That's
your journey.
A great mindset.
Don't miss the joy. There's no destination you're trying to reach. Start with one person, one coffee date. You know, look at the two people that liked your Facebook post and say, wow, those are two human beings. You know, you need to turn your followers into friends. Those aren't just numbers. Those are people.
Oh, I love that. Now, that's a sweet little, I love that. Turn your followers into friends. And it's funny that we start calling them friends at first until we get to know them. And that's
a
mindset, too, that everybody matters.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
So tell me about, and everybody listening, because I do kind of know, but you, this is Health and Wealth by word of mouth. So right now in your business, because this is about transformation, you didn't expect the business to transform your life. You are transforming because of your business. Is that, first of all, correct? And then tell us what your business is.
Yeah, I think one of the greatest definitions of success that I like is the ones that are doing it right, you can't tell if they're working or playing. To them, it's like they're doing both. So I don't know which came first, right? The business, I believe businesses are such an extension of us, and it's so much about, like, how are you showing up in the world, and energy doesn't lie, right? And so, you know, you can have the greatest attraction marketing, you know, scripts or ideas, but people are going to be attracted to you. You know, people join you. They don't join a company. They join you. And they quit you, or they quit, you know, they don't quit companies, they quit leaders. And so one of the things I just want to implore everyone to realize is you're a leader before you have the title. So, you know, I'm launching the world's first DNA nutrition company. And as a high performance coach, one of the pillars of being a top performer is successful people are very healthy, they have joy, vitality, and you need kind of Olympic level size energy when you have Olympic size level dreams. And my friend and our CEO says it best, no one leaves a legacy by stepping over their health. And so it just made sense to me, if you could test your own DNA and get your own customized nutrition based on that. That was like, well, we can't get more high performance than that, right? So I'm just on mission to help thousands and thousands and thousands of people reach what I call the ultimate you. And the ultimate you is spiritually fit, mentally fit, emotionally fit, physically fit, honoring your body so that you can go and do what you're put on this planet to do. So
Very exciting. And you know what I love about that, when you say about nutrition, as a fellow nutritionist, I knew that this was key to my vitality. I love that you use that word. Vitality is a really important word. And as you said, energy doesn't lie. And so if you are unwell, or you're experiencing illness, if you're just even just not your optimal, what was the word you said, unique or optimal you? What's the word?
Ultimate you.
Ultimately, if you're not that, then people can see that and feel that too. And so you are literally, in a healthy way, contagious when you are at your highest vitality. And so with your business specifically, transformation happens at a very cellular level, but for you, like, so uniquely you.
So uniquely you. It's beautiful. And exactly what you said, it's at a cellular level. And energy is contagious. Science has shown that those energy fields transmit, and you will attract the level at which you're emitting as well. And so I always say that. I don't say that to shame anybody or to say, like, we're trying to be perfect here. But if you're, like, at an 8 out of 10 energy, you're going to attract 8 and lower, right? You're not going to attract higher. So the most loving thing you can do for others is to take care of yourself first.
You just gave that sort. That is awesome right now. Hold on a second. Okay, that was fun. If you are an 8 out of 10, you'll attract an 8 out of 10. You're not going to attract higher. But let's say opposite, you're at a 2 out of 10. You have a career or a job or even a business that you are not in love with. You're not in love with the process. Mm-hmm. You're not enjoying every single step. And you're sitting at a 2. Well, guess what? You're going to attract more 2. So if somebody's sitting at a 2 of 10, and they're listening and they're like, oh my gosh. And they are looking at you as a leader. Like, cause you know, that's your leader in this. What is the first mindset thing they can have to go awareness, right? And then
right,
the next
chief.
Yes. And then how did you choose? Did you choose this business or did you attract it based on your 2 out of 10, 8 out of 10, wherever you were? Did you attract
well,
your business?
I know I attracted this one because it is so bigger than me that I can't not know that, right? Sometimes that happens in your life, and I'm in that space of complete blessing right now where my skill set is tapped. Like, it's not my skill set. It's attracting what I have spent a lot of time on myself in becoming. And that can seem very daunting because I remember being the person that was like, well, I want to be like that, but I don't know how. And so I love giving people the exact roadmap of how. And I think that's what you're kind of alluding to there. And one of the things is look at who you're surrounding yourself with. And you hear this time and time again, but when you study the greats and when they are asked, what's your number one tip for success? They over and over and over again say, I surrounded myself with other successful people, or I surrounded myself with people who had what I wanted. And what I mean by had is they were being who I wanted to be. And then you've got to, you know, and then I would say, really do the mindset and personal growth work. However you do that, whether you find a coach, whether you find what I call a growth friend, someone who is on the same journey as you. So sometimes your mentors you can find in books before you can afford an actual coach. Find your mentors in a book. Find them on YouTube. Follow them. Every morning, still, I'm such a personal growth junkie. Every morning on the treadmill, I listen to personal growth. It's not because I don't know the stuff. It's because I'm constantly growing. So when you have the growth mindset, I wonder how I can get better. I wonder how I can be more grateful. I wonder how people do that. Then the information is out there. You will find it when you seek it. You know, the teacher always appears when the student is ready. So become a student.
Yes, I love that. Actually, I love that. To adopt a growth mindset by using the technique of Dr. Aaron Oxel of I Wonder. So I'm sorry, I had to coin that one. and a fun share, you know, back and this is in my signature story in 2009, where I didn't have anyone positive to surround myself by. So I didn't even know that internet radio existed. I didn't know podcasts. I didn't even understand the internet back then. And I started listening to them so faithfully that my dad said, it's like you're listening to a sermon. It's so sacred to you. And, and that was where and you're right. It's not that you don't know these things, but we do need on a daily basis to get our mindset like readjusted, like in alignment with your vehicle. You've got to go in and just get tuned up a little bit. So every day there's so much other things that could throw us that I think it is important daily. Like, do you mentor with your team and your business, do you mentor them and coach them daily or when they need it?
We do. We have a daily group, obviously when they need it, but I love your idea of just consistent action. And I always say discipline, you know, discipline is like closing the gap from where you are to where you want to be. So how do some people seem to have discipline and some people don't? And I truly believe it's not about willpower. It's about a forgetting issue. And what I mean by that is people who are unmotivated or undisciplined tells me they have forgotten their mission. And so maybe you might even say, I don't even know what my mission is. So the first step is to get clarity. Clarity is the bedrock of everything in success. Clarity about your identity, who you want to be, and clarity about your goals, where you want to go and what you want to make happen. And then put it on what I call the dashboard of your brain every single day. Put it in front of your brain and remind it, because our brains are forgetters. And we've got to work with these forgetters. And you know, people, yes. The number one thing people ask me is, Dr. Erin, how do you get so much done? And you know what I say, Lisa? I say, I'm so insanely focused on my mission. So I'm the queen of no. I say no to so many things so that I can say yes to the right things. And so clarity will cause you to look insanely productive. So, I'm not getting more time in my day. I'm bending time, so to speak. It's almost like successful people bend time. They bend time by clarity, not because they're working more hours.
So I love that.
I'm still at my kids', soccer games. I'm still having fun. I'm still working out every day. I'm still sleeping 8 hours a night. I'm not sacrificing things. I'm figuring out how to be productive. And productivity is a measure of how well you're leading your dream. You guys got to write that down. Productivity is a measure of how well you're leading your dream. It's not hours to put
that.
In. So clarity will help achieve everything.
That's the most important thing right now, everybody. If you can have proof of this. You have the most incredible Facebook post. I want everybody to go visit you and become friends with you on Facebook. It is Dr. Erin, E-R-I-N, Oxl, O-K-S-O-L, because you can even see her family pictures or her marriage picture, your husband and you, and just leading the team. I mean, you really are. It's not like this is a big cover-up. You are bending time to accomplish what you are. The transformation is, I feel like it's even, you were so joyful even a year and a half ago, but now I think you said it. Your transformation has been stepping into even more insane clarity around your mission, and I think a lot of people will be attracted to you for that.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. And just before we go, I'd love for you to share the best way for everybody to connect with you. I just said Facebook, but I'm sure there's a bazillion other ways. So how can they get to you?
Facebook is the place. Yep, Facebook is the place. Or my website, of course, you can find me there. That is thepsychologyofmission.com. But find me on Facebook, Erin Oxl, and I would love to grow with you there.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Erin. You've been incredibly awesome. Thank you. Everybody, stay tuned. Yay, thank you. Everybody, we're off to commercials and back with Rhonda Lauer when we return on Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Welcome back, everyone. You are here listening to Light on Living, but it's our special feature, Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth. And this show is all about, yes, giving you reasons to feel better, but even more so, it's about transformation. And transformation, not only because of your business, but for your business. And my second guest here, who I just, such a sweetheart, like such joy and such love. And I'm so excited. I just gonna have to say your name right away because I'm gonna say it anyway. Hello, Rhonda Lauer.
Lisa, I'm so happy to be here with you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And let me share with everybody first that you are yourself an international best-selling author, speaker, and coach, and upcoming trainer for Certified Coaches Federation. And if you guys can't tell, she's a coach. She's an awesome coach, and she's all about helping with transformation. But Rhonda, I've invited you here especially as an expert entrepreneur because you of all people have this extreme gratitude, like it's bigger than gratitude for living, not just life, but you love to be alive. So yes,
I
be
do.
Alive with us.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, you hit the nail on the head and it makes me giggle. I have been through so much in my life, but I have found some magical ingredients, I suppose, in creating this gratitude because really, as we say in the program that I'm in, is we're only here on a 3-day pass, really. We don't know when our time is up, right? But you got to live your day. You got to live every single moment of your life is happening right now, and that's why it counts so much. But it has to count through gratitude. If you can't have gratitude in your life, you're going to get stuck.
Oh my gosh, right now you're making me feel like I just feel like I would receive a 3-day pass and like, what would I do? Oh my gosh, I'm super grateful.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, and it's not like I think about my bucket list and what can I do 10 years from now? What can I do 12 years from now, etc. What am I going to do today? What am I going to do tomorrow? Oh my God, the sun is shining and why am I sitting around this mound of paperwork when I could get out for a really amazing walk, feel that sunshine hit my face and rejuvenate me? You know, it's just magical. Every single moment of my day is magical.
You said magic twice now. I truly feel that's, I think, the word is that your transformation for you was, were you always this way before? Now, we're going to talk about health and wealth and word of mouth for business, because these are for you are an expert entrepreneur. Oh, my gosh, you like insanely. However, you're coming from a place where this, I want to say mindset, because we just were talking with Dr. Aaron about mindset, but there's this appreciation, so I'm going to say more, a little bit, maybe more heart-centered.
Yeah.
And when you're coming from the heart-centered, how do you sit down and get through paperwork with gratitude? Or calls
question?
Or heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because,
you know what?
I think
That's very important, actually, because paperwork is only part of the process of becoming the professional in whatever field that you have chosen. There's a purpose for every piece of paperwork that your fingers will touch and file away eventually. There's a purpose for that paperwork. Does it mean that you're paying a bill? Well, that means that maybe it's a telephone bill. Maybe that means, oh, well, I'm really grateful that I've got this telephone bill because I was able to call Lisa Berry today on her radio show. I'm grateful for that bill. You know, maybe another one is, you know, a letter from a long lost cousin. Who does letters anymore? So anyways, it's not a letter. But, you know, there is a purpose for every single thing that comes across my desk, and I have to be grateful for it because it means ultimately I've been able to touch somebody's life that day.
Oh, wow.
You know, even if it's a customer service rep with another company, you know, I've been able to talk with that individual on my level. And hopefully it's a level that helps to inspire them or raise their bar or increase their level of vibrational energy. I don't know, but that's what I strive to do anyways, Lisa.
I just love that you said that. You talk to them on your level. A lot of things we hear, you know, got to meet them where they're at. And you and I have had that conversation, so we'll have it. But I love that you actually kind of took leadership role there and said, okay, well, I'm at this level and I'm in my very thankful and happy and aware mindset. And I'm going to reach out and talk to them from this. And so share with us about when you're building a business, how important is that we meet them at their level or we lead at our level?
What I think building trust and rapport happens at where people are at. You know, you can't try to be the guru and know it all, you know, coming across in somebody's life when they're just not there. So I think it's really important that we do meet people where they're at. but we help them to transform and to learn and grow and build them up to where, you know, my level of knowledge or expertise may lie, you know, and that's in transformation. That's in personal growth and development and, you know, getting out of your own way. Everybody has felt like they've been stuck at one point or another. And yeah, it's a process. Everything is a process.
And in that process, like I'm trying to think, I feel like you've had to do a lot of healing in your process. Share with us just even, we'll pick one because there's so many for you. And I hate to say, I'm saying that very respectfully, but there have been a lot of moments where you didn't think you were going to make it, like literally.
Yeah,
and
girl.
How has that affected your, share one of your stories that you're feeling right now where somebody could, you're ending up meeting somebody to let them know that there's still so much more.
You know, I could speak about the death of my mother, who I was extremely close with, or I could speak about the near motorcycle accident that held many miracles, Lisa. Do you feel attuned to one or the other?
Well, because you said held miracles, and we already said the word magic, I'm going to go with B.
Okay, awesome. So I happen to be a bit of an adventurous soul. I have a strong inner child within me. I like to have a lot of fun, and I don't do it carelessly. I take great responsibility, but I do love to have fun. And I am a former motorcycle instructor, so that was just me living on passion and teaching other people about passion. And I was driving home, motorcycle, riding home one day after a three-day shift, and the wind was really strong, and there was a very long curve, or, you know, a sharp curve in the road, and I'm riding it, and we taught the students always, keep your eyes up and ahead, watch out for anything that might be a danger to you, be aware of your surroundings, 360 degrees around you. So I recognized, oh, there's a 45-degree angle ditch with fence posts and wire all through the right side of this aspect of the road. And to the left, well, it's more field, but that's where the curve is. So I've got to follow the curve up and ahead. I was like, I'm not sure I understand what I'm seeing. I'm seeing headlights that are coming straight at me in the curve, and it's only a two-lane road, my way and the opposition. This car was passing a transport truck, an SUV, and a car heading straight at me in this curve, and Lisa, I had nanoseconds. I called on the universe. I called on God. I honestly said Jesus as loud as I could through my full face helmet. I must have fogged it up. But it was a miracle. I push steered the motorcycle, which we teach all the time. Push steered the motorcycle just to the furthest right-hand side of the pavement of the road without hitting the gravel. And I swear to you, I was less than an inch away from hitting that car head on and then being mowed over by the other three that he or she was passing. It was an exceptional experience, one that I choose not to repeat, by the way. It was the most frightening experience. And yet, as I pulled over to the side of the road and I revved my engine really loud because I thought, if anything, they have to hear me because the motorcycle was actually really loud. Nobody stopped, Lisa. Nobody stopped to see if I was okay. And as a matter of fact, I'm not even sure if anyone really even saw me. I'm not even sure about other people's awareness of my presence. Yes. And I think in that moment, I recognized that my level of awareness had been heightened yet again. You know, it was a matter of life and death. If I would have been in my RAV, my vehicle, my SUV, I would not have made it. And in a world where most people will say motorcycles kill people, motorcycles are dangerous, I counter that with the fact that that motorcycle actually saved my life, you know, due to my awareness, absolutely. But that motorcycle, I had traveled 4 or 5 hours to attain, used, saw it on the internet, very attracted to it. We drove and got that motorcycle, brought it home, and honestly, the day that near miss happened, I had gone to the driveway. My husband had met me outside. I was just about to unfold what had happened, and he told me that the pastor who had married he and I had passed away the same day that I bought the motorcycle, which blew me away. I hid basically under the covers for the night, and the next morning I thought, you know, too many miracles are happening with this particular motorcycle. I don't understand why. I need to be aware of what's going on in this situation. And I opened the realm of possibility up, and I grabbed the lien report for the motorcycle, which I had bought just a few weeks prior, and there were 14 prior owners, which was just ridiculous. Like, why 14 prior owners? It's a 2005 motorcycle, and this event happened in 2018, the year I bought the motorcycle. I went through that paperwork meticulously, and as you know, I'm not a paperwork fan, but I did go through it meticulously, and it went dealer to owner, dealer to owner, dealer to owner, and the very original owner was actually my husband. And he hadn't recognized it because he had been so sick for so long. We were just in a moment of miracles, miracles, yes. You know, it was just a magical moment. And I think that's one of the things that I really love to help people with is to create an awareness of their day-to-day life to help heighten their experience in life. We all deserve that.
You know, I want to just, because there was so much in, like, you're right, there was so many miracles in, like, one moment, one event.
Yeah.
And what I loved, and I've only heard that story once before, and you know what, I'm glad I got to hear it again, because what I really pulled there, in the beginning you had mentioned two things in measurements. You had nanoseconds, and then you had moved over to less than an inch. That would have really changed life. And mm-hmm. I love everybody who's listening right now to consider that you may feel that you don't have anywhere to go. Like, literally, maybe you don't even think you have an inch that could save your life, and that things are knocking on your door, and you know, you have to pay this bill, or that you have an illness, that you have nanoseconds. But look at Rhonda's situation. This is what I'm hearing, that in nanoseconds and in a less than an inch of movement, that was how many years ago?
That was just a year and a quarter ago. It was in June or July of 2018.
So imagine that. So let's just say a year and a quarter, year and a half ago. So imagine that in that moment, it could have been zero time left and no inches, but still here you are ready, are a year and a half later. And so if anybody right now, this is the transformation I'm feeling, if they could just see that maybe, you know, like their situation, that they think maybe their body, their health, their business is like the motorcycle that normally kills people, but this is the one that could save their life if they have what you are expressing, this vitality, this love, this gratitude from your heart, and just hold it precious.
Absolutely, Lisa. You know, it's making me reflect back to 2017. I actually suffered burnout from having worked a total of 9 part-time jobs at one time, because my husband had gotten so sick, and I collapsed one evening. It was midnight. I collapsed in our home, and they figure I was unconscious for about 20 minutes before I woke up. And of course, it's like beyond midnight. My husband was fast asleep, and that concussion was also very life-altering for me in that it was a moment of helping to wake me up. And you kind of bring it back to gratitude. You know, I was just so grateful that I woke up. Now, there was some fear behind both situations on many, many levels, which I've had to address, a lot of fear over my years, over my decades of living. But, you know, fear, it's one of two things, Lisa. It's either false expectations appearing real, or it's face everything and rise. I collapsed with that concussion. I survived an absolutely near-miss motorcycle accident and decided to rise in life. I could have been traumatized, you know, and trauma happens. Believe me, post-traumatic stress is real. But I chose to dig in, develop the grit and determination to make life happen for me.
And I have to ask you this, because your business is coaching. Did you require, need, accept, or look for coaching to help you get through that trauma so that you could rise?
Great question. So it was in and around the same time that I was feeling that burnout in 2017 that I called out to a fellow named Derek Sweet, and he is the founder of the program Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. I didn't know that Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise existed then. All I knew was I loved his energy as a coach. He had trained me in 2008 in the Certified Coaches Federation. And I phoned up and I said, you know, Derek, I need a lifeline. I feel like that proverbial hamster on the wheel. I need to get off. I've been spinning far too long. I need a lifeline. I need to know what you're working on. He told me what he was working on. And I joined the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise coaching program and became one of their top coaches in the program within a year because I am so passionate. I love to live on purpose. I love to live on passion. And I love to live on possibility. And that is what I experienced when I joined the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise coaching program, became a coach within the program. And every single day with gratitude, I celebrate life.
Oh, I love that you said celebrate, celebrate life. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, because we don't need to wait for a special occasion. Every day is a special occasion.
No, no. You know, man, I was outside here. I'm house sitting, and I'm in the process of taking care of four horses and three dogs all on my own. I have had an interesting bond with each of those animals. I have experienced intriguing little things like the squirrels leaving pine cones in a pile, and yet they're also taking apples that are still hanging from an apple tree and hiding them in an evergreen tree. You know that the apples don't belong in the evergreen tree, but it's like, I feel so connected because I'm taking those special moments in my day to feel those bonds.
Yes. Okay, there you go right there. That is so perfect, taking special moments. Okay, so really when you think of celebrate, a lot of people think, oh, we're going to hoot and holler and cheers and do this. But really, I love that you specifically celebrate is to take those special, take a special moment to just connect and be present.
You know, Lisa, absolutely right. And I think what I'm experiencing even at this very moment in time is I'm celebrating in silence. Celebrating doesn't necessarily mean going out and having a party. I quite often like to have my own quiet time, my own quiet space, and reflect on those moments of gratitude. But even so, when I'm out for that walk and I see that pile of pine cones and I see the apple that's sitting in this evergreen tree, which absolutely doesn't belong, it puts a smile on my face. And that smile is directly in conversation with my heart.
Oh my gosh, I love that. A smile is in direct conversation with my heart. There's so many good things here. My gosh. Direct connection with my heart. Well, we often get out, and when we think of business, we think that it's all head space and doing space and got to get people and achieve. I think of data and spreadsheets. I put that on one of my posts, and I thought, well, how is it that we actually value and place value on the entrepreneur themselves? You are an expert entrepreneur because you have believed in yourself enough to say, I deserve self-development. I deserve to just love life and keep growing. And you believe that in so many others. I feel that from you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Yeah, for sure. You know, and I've evolved. I've been in some relationships that were not very complimentary to who I truly was in my authentic self, damaging relationships for as long as they lasted, and yet I decided to learn and grow from those processes as well. And I think we all have this unlimited potential, and again, I got to use the word magical. People have no idea what that really means. You know, if you decided to live on passion, live on purpose, and live on possibility, your potential is infinite. And that's what I really love about being a coach is I love to find out what people are attracted to, what they like, what they love, what their passions are, and see if we can build on that to help them learn and grow and be all that they wish they could ever be.
You know, right there, you've kind of the perfect call to action for people, because you just shared that you had said at one point where you needed a lifeline and you thought of one person. Who's the one person? And you went back 10 years. Who is the one person who affected my life, who I was attracted to their energy?
Yeah.
Mr. Sweet himself. And and knowing that, okay, I like them. So right now, if you're listening and you're feeling that connection and that magical moment that, like, I want to reach out and not learn from Rhonda, but actually be coached by Rhonda. And also, too, in your program, it extends even more, because this is Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth series. Your health coaching program does have a wealth component to it, and a lot of people would love to transform their wealth part of their lives. Could you briefly explain just the umbrella-ness of how does wealth actually go and coincide with your coaching practice?
Well, it's really, really cool. I actually was in a video. It was, I guess you'd call it a marketing video for Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise back in 2018. I won an all-inclusive paid trip to Los Angeles, California, paid by Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And we were professionally in this video. There was I think 9 or 10 people that qualified to go. Oh, man, I'm so excited. I forget what your question was.
Oh, that's okay. No.
The wealth component.
The wealth.
So, yeah, the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise is definitely an umbrella aspect, Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. So we take the health and we talk about fitness wealth, and we actually call it wealth. We have different webinars that we do. So there's fitness wealth. There's relationship wealth. There's spiritual wealth, which is phenomenal. There's coaching wealth. There's earth wealth, where we're starting to talk about the planet and how do we care for this planet that's, you know, eventually going to die if we don't do something about the destruction that we're causing. There's all sorts of things going on within the program, but there's also the financial wealth. Now, in the video, I say financial wealth is not necessarily what just lands, or wealth is not just what lands in your pocketbook or your purse, right? There's all those other segments of wealth that feed you, but there too lies the financial wealth. And what we do in our program, on top of being coaches and building our business as a coach, and learning and growing through personal growth and development, we're also developing our own financial portfolio through the research that is provided within the program by Derek. He's an amazing man with such great, great knowledge in stocks and investing. There is no advice. There is no recommendations or suggestions, just pure research. And then what we get to do with that is develop our own self-directed RRSPs or self-directed TFSAs, and we learn through the process of investing in stocks. And gosh, it has been fabulous, Lisa. Honestly, one of my first stocks that I sold was a 300% gain. And I mean, some people are quite comfortable with their traditional 3-4% a year. That's not me. That's not me.
And I would like to share that 300% gain at the time allowed you to transform your daily activities, because you were able to transform your financial portfolio so much so that you were able to let go of a few of those millions of jobs that you had.
Exactly. That's right. I was able to get off that hamster wheel. And the funny thing is, Lisa, I believed in the program itself so much that upon joining, I was only into it 3 months maybe, that I did a video on Facebook. So that would have been around June or July of 2017. I had done a video on Facebook saying, I wonder what it's going to be like in a year when I quit my final job. And you know, timing couldn't have been better. I quit that final job in 2018 in July. And then the reminder of that Facebook video came up. It was incredible. It was incredible. But the believability is so strong.
I have to say on that note, I have to wrap this up, but I would love right now, because I love what you said, what could we do in just 1 year? And so Rhonda has been our expert entrepreneur on coaching, but with the financial twist. So right now, if you're thinking, I'm ready to, and I love this word, invest and invest in magic. I think that's what I feel like with you, investing in magic and just this vitality. You've got to go. Let's connect with Rhonda. I'm gonna scooch them over to your Facebook page, and it's Rhonda with no H. So it's R-O-N-D-A. Lauer is your last name, L-A-U-E-R. And you can get Rhonda there. Is that the best place?
There is that Facebook, and if you do add me as a friend on Facebook, please just message me and say that you heard me on the Om Times Radio Light on Living with Lisa Berry. That would be very, very helpful, because I do get some bizarre requests on occasion. So I want to make sure that I friend friends, right? And you can also go to www.rideofyourlife.com. today. And what will happen is you can watch that 3-minute video that I did in LA. You can see a testimonial. You can hear me giving a couple minutes talk on that. And you can actually request more information on my Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise coaching program. And then we can discuss whether you're a good fit for the program or not, or where you want to go in life.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Let's go to Ride for Your Life. Yes. Well, Rhonda Lauer, thank you so much for being a part of Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth series. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tune in next Monday, where we hear from two more experts. My gosh, there's so much to do here. Let's everybody have a great transformation. Thank you so much,
Thank you,
Rhonda.
Lisa. Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.